What?
No! It's time to shoot Ping. Hey, everybody. This is Ping, our show. I'm Laura Foy.
I am Max Zuckerman.
And we're going to come to you every week with an insider's look into the world of Microsoft email.
Email.
But before we get started, though, we had a little bit of an argument, a tiff, if you will, quarrel.
An argument. I speak facts. She speaks wise.
About what to name the show. And I said, Ping. Obviously, when I say Ping, they're going to know I'm talking about email.
And no, but Ping to me means instant messenger, or some of you may remember it from a little server protocol. You want to see how things are going,
if the website exists,
so if Max, the server's up.
What I did was I went on, I took a survey. I took a visual survey for you to prove to you what Ping means. So roll the clip.
What does it mean to ping somebody?
To email them.
I would say to ping someone is to definitely email them.
Email them to see how they're doing.
All right, sir, what would you do if I asked you to ping me?
I'd email you.
You would?
I would.
Right away. Thank you very much.
Ping.
Is emailing somebody?
I think it means to email them.
Definitely.
Yes, absolutely.
And now, do you think that that's a good name for a show about email?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Sounds good. Ping.
Yeah, ping me. Yeah.
I'd watch it.
What would you do if I said ping me?
Email me.
Yeah, that's right. You would email me.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. He's like, sure, what the hell, I'll email you. So what does it mean to ping somebody? Email, right? You told me to say email, right?
What?
There you go, see?
No, you convinced those people to say that there's no way that everybody said email, come on.
Maybe it was a little bit.
You course, so how much did you pay these
people? A
little
bit forced, just a smile. You'd be surprised how much a smile can get you these days. The point is, ping is a way to get information, it's transfer information back and forth, and that's why we, Ping,
bringing you
the information. Let's get started. Well, the first email that came to the Ping team, all hundreds of us, was called Kylie Rocks. And it turns out it's an email thread about the new Microsoft ad campaign. Have you seen it?
I've seen a lot of different ads. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, we got a new one out, and it's called Kylie Rocks. Let's take a look. Let's play it for viewers at home, just so they know what we're talking about.
My name's Kylie. I took a picture of my fish Dorothy, and I'm going to send it to my family. I plug this thingy in here, and now you click this. I'm going to make this picture much better. I click, it's better. I'm going to send it to my mom and dad. Thank you. I'm a PC and I'm 4.5.
I'll tell you why I like that one.
You like it?
I think it's cool because it's the first one I've seen that we're not answering someone else's commercials. We're actually saying, hey, our stuff really is easy to use.
You're referring to the I'm a PC ads.
You know, I like
Correct.
Those. At the same time, I feel like they're kind of in response to something else. And we're better than that.
Well,
we have our own good things.
Well, this is still an I'm a PC ad. I'm a 4-year-old.
It is, but it's more scenario oriented. It shows how easy it is to use our stuff. And it says, you know what? Take the camera, plug it in, use Windows Live, publish it. I'm 4.5 on a PC.
But do we really want to be known as the computer that a 4.5-year-old... I mean, we are focused towards our business clients. Do we really want to be seen as, like...
I do see your point
there. Commodore or something?
But you know what? People use their PCs at home as well as in the
office. I agree. You know, I actually really enjoyed the Seinfeld Gates campaign. I didn't feel that... I did. I didn't think
that was...
They
were funny.
It was our first comedic attempt.
Yeah, but nobody knew what was going on.
Like,
they were like, what's going on?
I never know what's going on.
Although, it did get me on the churros. I like churros now because of that commercial.
The next email that came was called Jim Altshin Rocks the Enigma Machine. We all know who Jim Altshin is.
Well,
do you want to give him a little pepper course?
Just in case we all don't know who Jim Altshin is. He left the company actually the day Vista launched.
2007.
January 30th, 2007. That is correct. Now this guy, he was the co-president of the Windows organization with Kevin Johnson. Now the funny thing about this guy, he's a really, really good guitar player. I remember I first saw him in an inside meeting, busted out a guitar. I was like, what is he doing? What's about to happen?
Mm-hmm.
This guy can jam. So he just put out the new CD.
He did. He's actually been a musician before he was, you know, a computer science major, an engineer, anything like that. He was a little slacker kid.
He's a big time now.
And then he found math at Stanford School. But anyway, it's true. Yeah. So now he's put out an album of him playing his guitar. And at first I was like, really? Really?
He's retired. What's he gonna do?
I'm gonna go buy Jim Alton's like guitar CD here. He sings as well.
Yeah.
You know.
Did you buy it?
You think of, wait, it's not on sale. You can pre-order on Amazon starting this week. But you think of actors who've tried to transition over into the music field. Yes, look for my CD. You know, people aren't even accepting of that. And all of a sudden, you've got a Microsoft engineer who's like, no, really, I can rock.
He's good.
He is good. That's the thing. I listened to it. And you guys can check it out yourselves at jimalton.com.
Although, funny story,
he's got
this
guitar
guy.
Skills. Oh, about the vocals.
Kevin Johnson, his co-president at the time, he tried to play the guitar after Jim left. Not so good.
No? And I mean, I know Bill Gates can rock
not
out in some rock band.
Really? Have you played with him?
I can't tell you. I'd have to kill you. All right. Next email that came across the Ping team's vast, multiple array of many desks and people.
Yes, many desks. Lots
of called Netbooks Loves Windows 7.
They do.
They do, and this is awesome. And I know you love Windows 7.
I do.
Do you love Netbooks?
I've been using it on my laptop, on my desktop at work, my desktop at home.
Mm-hmm. Now, a netbook, for people who aren't aware, is a smaller, less expensive PC with not as much, a laptop with not as much power.
Yeah, it's a little lower end, you know, hardware, but it's meant to have longer battery life. It's smaller, so it's really meant just, you know, internet browsing, basic applications, and should be cheaper.
Should be cheaper. They run about $300, so this is
sometimes
huge
more, sometimes
and
less.
Awesome that they're going to ship with Windows 7. It's a starter version of Windows 7.
Some of them, yeah.
And that's awesome. I mean, that's a big win for us.
Well, here's the deal. I know a lot of people are saying, okay, what's going to happen with the netbooks? We got Starter Edition, we got Home Premium, we got Professional Edition.
Right.
A lot of people are saying, why do they have all these different versions of Windows 7?
Yeah, even I heard at one time that there was like six versions.
There are six versions, but I know it sounds like a lot, but here's the deal. One of them, consumers can't even get. It's called the Enterprise Edition, and even that was the same thing with Vista. You can't get the Enterprise Edition. It's something only for enterprise customers with something called a software assurance agreement. It's all these crazy things. Anyway. Then you've got the Home Premium Edition, which is meant for most home users.
Right.
The cool thing about that, it's got the Media Center built in.
Right.
It also has a tablet functionality built in, so if you want to use that, you can do that. And if you think back, way back to XP,
mm-hmm.
Media Center Edition and Tablet PC Edition, they're all separate versions. There are actually more editions of Windows XP than Windows Vista, if you look back at it, and you think about all the renditions. So, I mean, it's not even that big of a deal. Why people are making a big deal about it, I don't know. Keep in mind, with Starter Edition, you can only run up to three applications simultaneously. It's not really meant for the mainstream, in my opinion, but maybe if you have just a super low-end netbook.
But, Maxi, I looked into exactly what it means to run an application, and, you know, if you've got, you know this, but if you've got many different versions of Word open, like many different documents, that's one application.
True.
Things in your notification tray, like antivirus in the background, that's not an application.
Right, right.
So, you know, how often are you really running more than a web browser, Outlook, and maybe a chat client?
I run 17 applications concurrently every time.
I should have predicted that answer. If you missed it and you want to catch in on what we're talking about, the Windows Beta 7 free download is gone. Why? They can't get it anymore.
I'm using it. Are you using it?
I'm using it, and you know what? I think
you
they
guys should be using it too. But it is gone. So how are we going
to
get these people?
Well, I managed to know some people, and I got some free copies of Windows 7.
She knows people.
I know people. So I think for the first five people who email ping P-I-N-G
at
Microsoft.com, send us your address, and we will send you your own version of Windows 7, so you
beta.
Can write in, give us feedback, and
not
tell us what
version,
you think.
Quite yet.
All right, next email that came across the Ping desk is called, and I love this, it's called How to Get Uncold, but I'm going to call it Why I Love Twitter. And here's what happened.
What happened?
I came to my office the other day, and it was chilly. It was a chilly morning, and it was cold inside my office.
It wasn't. You're just always cold.
So I Twittered randomly, gosh, it's cold in my office. Literally 2 minutes later, mm-hmm. I get an email from a coworker down the hall who happened to be paying attention to my Twitter feed with a link to an internal Microsoft site, how to click a button, a facility request, get your temperature raised, bang, bang, bang.
Bang, bang, bang.
I didn't Twitter with this expectation, but I just,
it's called,
you know,
tweeting. Twitter's the client that you use or the website.
Tweet,
you tweet.
But I'm a Twitter bug.
I like the chirp.
The chirp? And I actually, I installed a WPF from the 1323 great company called Blue, which is a desktop Twitter feed.
So it's a Windows Presentation Foundation application.
Yes.
And you installed this.
Yeah, so it sits on my desktop all day long and I get nothing done. I get nothing done. But my
I will attest to that. She does get nothing done.
My office is warm.
Oh, good.
So no longer.
So you are uncoldified.
You know, I think I'm going to make this a weekly segment, the Why I Love Twitter segment.
Uncoldified. It's a new word. Live it, learn it, love it.
I'll go with that.
It's like it. It's a Foyism.
And if you have your own isms, email them. I was going to say Foyisms.
Ping at Microsoft.com.
Okay, and one more thing that is just filling my inbox are conversations about Mix.
Oh, Mix Conference in Vegas coming up in March.
That's right, March 18th to 20th. It's called a 72-hour discussion.
I like discussions, but I like gambling.
I like
more.
Vegas too, so you guys should check it out. It's fun. We go every year.
Vegas.
Hopefully, we'll be there this year. Visit Mix.com. Get online. Register. Good times. To end the show, we wanted to ask you guys a question because we want this to be interactive, right?
All right.
And I'm going to start with asking you, and then I want you guys to all send in your answers too.
You're asking me a question.
I'm going to ask you a question. Top three sites you hit every day.
Every single day. Channel 9, obviously. Come on. No, but seriously, I really like Engadget because I'm a gadget freak. I like to see all the different things going on there. Secondly, I go to consumerist.com because it's kind of interesting, especially with the economy, how things are going, to see what deals are going on, what people are getting screwed on, what you can avoid. So that's another one I really like. And I'm a big car guy, so I go to autoblog.com all the time.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's a big one for me.
Do you want to know where I go?
Not really.
All right.
Now, so, where do you go? Other than now you're addicted to Twitter, clearly.
I don't go to Twitter that often. I do go to Facebook.
Oh my God. Can I add a fourth? I go to Facebook a lot. I'll admit it. I do.
I'm
a big FB-er.
I need to turn off my Facebook email updates because if I know that there's activity, I have to go. I just need to go once a day and bang it all out.
Bang it out. How about a secret website that Laura's not telling her when she goes to? A little TMZ.
I do go to TMZ quite a bit.
Every single day. She goes to this website.
I do go to TMZ.
She loves her celebrity gossip.
I do. And I've also
too much.
Recently found that I can follow Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore on Twitter. So that's a wrap. I have to go.
Play it out. Play it out.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. Play it out.
Play it out. See you next time.
Take it down.